You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. And if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Catholic Chicago. And we're on 750 AM WNDZ. And boy, if you can't tell I'm on something, it's not just the coffee. The Chicago Bears. Yeah, I'm still beaming from that win. So good morning, listeners. Chicago has made it to the playoffs after 8 years. Can you believe it? Yes, we have a great team again. Man, it's nice to see good football, a strong team in Chicago again. So I have a guest this morning. We're not going to talk about the Bears all morning.
I mean, that's not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's not a bad thing at all. Miss Monica Chapman, who's joining us this morning, our just bright and successful young adult leader and good friend now of mine. Yeah. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, too. It's good to see you. You always, you know what? Do you know you have the ability to make people happy?
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't know that.
When I'm around you, I just want to laugh and I want to have a good time. And I'm like, man, what a good spirit you have, Monica.
I like to say that it's inherited.
It is, because your mother, I tell you, she's a gem as well, and it's fun being around her. How is she doing?
She's doing really well.
Let's tell her hello.
Hi, Mom.
How you doing, Miss Chapman?
She's probably right by her bear Christmas tree right now.
You got a bear Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't tell me.
Whole house decorated teddy bears and bears.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, then you have to take some pictures for me so that I could have them, you know, somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that. Well, Monica, it's been, what, a couple months since we talked last?
Yes, I think the last time we talked was on September 11th.
I didn't ask you to remember that day. God, that was my job. But it's good to have you here. We talked about last you were in, we talked about St. Albie's, the renewal of the church, and how that transition and everything is going. Today we plan on talking a little bit more personal about your life and what things are going on in your life now. So what's going on?
A lot is going on.
All right.
Lots of new opportunities. 2019 is really looking up to be a great year for me. And the later half of 2018 has truly blessed me in a way. It's truly blessed me.
And I'm so happy to hear that again, because when you like someone, you know, and you think they're just a great person, like I think you are, I think you deserve all of that stuff. I really do, you know, and so I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what makes you excited about 2019.
So I've been actually working with the young adult ministry here at the Archdiocese.
Yes.
And they're doing, under the direction of Father Jamie, they're doing this really awesome program working with young adults. And they started the Alpha program.
Yes.
Which I've been very excited about. And it's just an opportunity for young adults who have a lot of questions, especially about faith, to have a safe space and come together and just kind of talk.
What young adult don't have questions about their faith? That seems
exactly.
Like a, right. That position seems like it could go on forever.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, teenagers that I've worked with over the years, you know, I've talked with a bunch of them who said that they've had questions. And transitioning that as a young adult, a lot of people think that since we're an adult now, we don't have questions. You know, we're just, what we have in life is, you know, permanent. And but we do have questions, and we do want to be talking to people who can kind of help us navigate life and help us navigate those questions. And we may not get the answer, but we're satisfied with having that space to talk about it.
You know what? Just like the 20 age, you know, that young adult, you know, age, whatever that age might be, but that stage in life, you're right, it's kind of different.
It is.
Because people look at you and they say to themselves, yeah, they think they got all the answers, or, you know, some senior adults, if you will, are somewhat intimidated by their bright, you know, future and their minds, you know. And so they sometimes get left out or don't feel like they belong. They're still looking, you know, and trying to find their way, but there's not much out there for them.
Yeah, and just having a group of people that since the summer, and I've just been so blessed with meeting all these people throughout Chicago who are in the same space as me, as, you know, we're very strong in our faith, but having that group to talk with has been so amazing. Mm. And, you know, some of us, some people have questions, even as strong as they are in their faith.
Yes.
And, you know, but that's where, you know, these groups are for. And I'm just so blessed and happy. And going into 2019, knowing that I'm still going to have that group really makes me excited.
So what's the name of the program again?
So it's called Alpha.
All right.
And it's under the Young Adult Ministry here at the Archdiocese.
Got you. Can you explain, like, what kind of services or what kind of things they do?
So the Young Adult Ministry is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been doing a lot of different stuff in terms of events. I got involved with them by going to Theology on Tap. And they've been providing free concerts, volunteer opportunities. And it's just been really nice to attend these events and get to know people and just be in a group with a group of people.
A group of people like you, like-minded?
Yes.
I get you.
Yes.
So you kind of found a feeling for the gap to some extent in your life, I would think, you know?
Yeah, and it's made my faith stronger.
That's great.
Talking about faith,
Meeting
with them once a week and going to the different events that the Young Adult Ministry provides has really brought strength to my faith.
So how did you get involved with this? What led you to this particular group? How did you, yeah.
Yeah, so I was attending some of the Theology on Taps the past couple of years.
Okay.
Through the Archdiocese. So they were doing some big ones at bars and at restaurants, and I was attending a lot of them.
Tell me how that looks. You know, Theology on Tap. Now, yeah, this isn't the Bears on Tap, but yet you said at a bar, you had a restaurant. I mean, so are you drinking or are you able
yeah.
to drink? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, you're drinking with, you know, there's a lot of priests, nuns there.
Well, we know they're drinking.
And they're having a great time at these. And
I get it now.
And there's food, and you're just meeting people from all across Chicago. Mm. I met some lovely ladies at a Croatian church, became friends with them. And I met Maria, who works with the Young Adult Ministry Group, and she was the one who introduced me to what they were doing and asked me if I wanted to, you know, attend more things and just kind of be a part of the Alpha group, which I agree.
It sounds exciting. You know, my birthday is tomorrow, but I
yeah,
want to be
happy
a young
birthday.
Adult. Yeah, thank you. I mean, I can't believe I'm going to be 60. We're going to take a break right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Cardinal Blaise Supich speaks on behalf of the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Now more than ever, it is important that we as a society recognize how poverty and injustice strip away human dignity. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development works with nonprofits, both faith-based and secular, to provide the vital support needed to promote systemic change in our communities.
To find out more about CCHD and to contribute, go to archchicago.org and click on Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Please join me as we work together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to fight poverty and ensure that everyone, especially those who live on the margins of society, participates in decisions that affect their lives, families, and communities. Now more than ever, we need the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll show you how the Catholic Campaign for Human Development reaches out to people living on the margins. We'll take you to the UIC Pavilion, where more than 8,000 middle school students celebrated their faith at Holy Fire. And we'll introduce you to Deacon Freddie, who is on a mission to provide toys for needy children in Guatemala.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Okay, this is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. We're talking to Monica Chapman, and she's telling us a little bit about the Young Adult Ministry Alpha Program and how she got involved and the exciting things that are going on in her life. So tell me, I know I met your mom and your dad, lovely people. Your mom is one hardworking person
at
St. Albie's, and I don't know how long she's been doing that. And excuse me for saying St. Albie's. It's just that you get so used to being in that that world. I mean, it's been forever, St. Albie's. But now it's the new St. Catherine Drexel.
Right.
And one day, listeners, I'll tell you about a personal story that my family has with St. Catherine Drexel that's really awesome. But, we got to get used to that name now.
Yeah.
And so your mom, I know, is certainly an inspiration. I know your dad, but I know there's some others in your family, too, that you have shared with me the conversations that you've had. But who have been your inspiration throughout your life?
Well, like you said, you know, my mom has been a huge inspiration in my life. Mm-hmm. With seeing her as a teacher, mentoring children, both as a teacher through the church and through the community. And of course, my father has been a huge inspiration too. My grandmother has been really giving me a lot of faith talks recently, and it's been a good listen. And she's a minister's daughter, and so one of
that
three.
I didn't know.
Yeah, she's one of three.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, from what you told me about your grandmother, now that makes sense. So maybe my children will give some good advice like your grandmother one day.
And, you know, I've been surrounded. I'm an only child, so I've been surrounded by amazing people throughout my whole life through my godmother, through a lot of my parents' friends, through, and of course, quite a few family members too. And I just want to, you know, it's a true blessing to be surrounded by such wonderful people. And my parents made sure to surround me by such great, strong people too.
So, is there anything that you can share with us that you've taken away from, like, your grandmother, you know, those famous quotes or whatever that they say to you that never leaves you? You know, you and I were just having some conversation when you came in. I was telling you something my mom said, which I don't think I can say on the air. But
yeah, my recently during one of our talks, she was telling me that God has a mission for all of us, and that He has a road that we're all going to take, and that we may not like it,
mm.
but that's we just have to put our faith and trust in God. And I've heard it from, you know, my father and especially my mother, but she told me this really long story, which I won't get into, about a job that she was trying to get, and the university lost her diploma, and years later, she kept saying all those years, you know, God has a mission. He has a reason for losing this, and all of a sudden it appeared.
I just love hearing that kind of story. You know, it's such a faith strengthening story, mm-hmm. and to hear a woman of wisdom share that with her granddaughter, it's just for me, it's a light to the world. It's a lamp to my feet, you know, and that's why I tell people all the time, we need to share our stories.
We do.
Yeah. Because that was a boost of adrenaline for you, no?
Yeah. You know, my parents always say that they'll tell me things, but sometimes it takes that other extra person to really dig it into me sometimes. Mm-hmm. And my parents were telling me, you know, God has a way. He has a reason. And all of a sudden she told me that story when I was in the car and I just started crying.
Yeah.
And soon enough, as soon as, you know, this opportunity came knocking at my door, I immediately thought of her and I called her and I said, guess what? And she said, I told you.
Yeah.
She said it God has a reason. He has a way. And we may not like the path that he puts us on, but once he shows us why he's putting us on that path, it's going to make sense to us.
Well, and I think the we may not like it changes to we like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we understand because God knows already what we need. So
yeah.
When he feels that need, that not liking turns to I like it. And hopefully it turns to also a level of comfort. And, you know, that trust that you put in God, it just increases. I just love hearing stories like that. So tell me, you know, through your own mentoring, you've mentored yourself, but
I have.
How have you learned from those that you've mentored?
I've learned a lot. I've mentored with kids at church. I've done some mentoring through the public schools and through some of the private schools. And the one thing that I've learned is that you have to listen.
Mm.
You have to listen.
Okay.
You, as a mentor, you have to put yourself into the other person's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and that's how you give advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't listen and you're just saying, well, I'm just doing this because, you know,
well,
I'm
just doing it, right.
Right. You're not taking anything away, and you're not giving anything back.
Just I'm thinking as you're talking, and that's very big, you know,
mm-hmm.
listening, especially to young adults and children today. They have a lot on their mind. They
have
a lot to share. They have a lot to talk about, and they're brilliant.
They are.
Many of them.
They are. I, you know, just listening to a simple story of, you'll never believe what my mama told me yesterday. And I'm just like, tell me what happened. What did your mom say? And,
right.
you know, just listening to them talk and then giving them that simple advice that really encourages them and that helps them move on.
Yeah. You know, you're having me recall an incident that occurred just 2 weeks ago where a young man at the Blue House, the Catholic Youth Center where I work at on Monterey, which is across the street from Morgan Park High School. We work with those students after school program.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids whom I've grown very close to, a young man who has some issues. His dad passed away when he was very young, so he's angry.
Mm-hmm.
And he expresses it different ways. But this particular time, he got into a confrontation with a friend of his and he jawed him.
Mm.
I mean, he hit him hard. And it was just before I was about to walk up on him to separate them. And he knew what he was doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we kicked him out. And we told him he couldn't come back, you know, until at least after the holidays, he and the gentleman who he, you know, had hit. But we changed our minds because he and the guy, you know, they got together, they apologized to one another, they worked it out, and he was passing by the Blue House every day, Monica, looking at us with a sad face,
oh,
waving.
No.
Yeah, he was waving, and, you know, he just broke our hearts. And what we noticed was his presence, his spirit was no longer in the Blue House, and we didn't realize how strong it was.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we came to the decision that, you know, we got to accept this guy back. They've already resolved their issues. So we determined that we would let him back in, which was yesterday.
That's great.
And God, everybody's happy again, you know? We're going to take a break, and we're going to join you in just another minute this pause.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
More than 200,000 worshipers make a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We introduce you to the priest who will preach to the bishops when they attend a special retreat called by the Pope to be held at Mundelein Seminary in January. And we show you the unique sandcastle nativity scene that was erected by American artists in St. Peter's Square.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
What looks more peaceful than a sleeping baby? I'm Monsignor Mike Boland with Catholic Charities. So often mothers and fathers come to us, homeless, hungry, and hopeless, with a sleeping infant. They remind me of a cold, starry night and the mother, father, and their sleeping infant in Bethlehem. Because of your help, there is always room in our inn and hope. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative, and I was just sharing with Monica. Sister Jean, if you're listening, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Jean.
Yeah, I would love if you just would wear a Santa cap and take a picture with a basketball in your hands and send it to me if you will.
Loyola, please make this happen. As an alum of your school, please make this happen.
All right. Now that we've gotten our Sister Jean commercial out of the way. So, Monica, for the past 6 months, you were part of the Coalesce program?
Yes.
What was it like to be a mentee yourself in this stage in your life?
Yeah, it was a really great experience. Mm-hmm. I've been mentoring for a number of years now, and my mom was the one who got me into mentoring. And so being the mentee was such a really awesome experience. And Coalesce, for people who don't know, it's a mentorship group. Through the advertising and marketing world here in Chicago. And this group of young Black professionals decided that there were no resources for marketing females and males who are Black, Asian, Latina. And so they created this group, and where we get to go do workshops, listen to speakers, go to some of the most amazing companies like Leo Burnett, Burrell, go to these different places just to listen about marketing, self-care, and all this amazing stuff.
Yeah, that is good stuff. I mean, those companies are top-notch companies.
They are.
The Burrell.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one that you mentioned?
Leo Burnett.
Leo Burnett, yeah. Just great companies, particularly in the Black community.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And they're doing such amazing work. And it was just so awesome to meet executives and people who are working in media relations and creatives in those industries in the different workplaces, and just getting advice, just talking to them, not really networking, but very casually just talking to them and getting their advice.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful environment, too, where you don't feel pressured. It's just everybody's kind of relaxed, and it's like family around the table, and you're sharing good information.
Yeah.
You know, you seem to be having a lot of fun in your life right now, and I'm so happy To hear
oh,
the
thank
things.
You.
Yeah. And did you win something recently?
I did. Through the program, they had a awards banquet honoring people in the industry in Chicago. So people from Facebook, Pinterest, Digitas, Burrell were there. And I was one of three of the mentees out of 30 who won Outstanding Mentee Award for their awards. And so I was able, had my face up on the screen.
Right.
And I got a chance to meet some of the executives from Pinterest.
Did you take pictures?
I didn't take that many pictures.
Oh.
But they have professional pictures. So okay. I'm going to get some of those and I'll share them with you. But it was an amazing experience. And I was just on cloud nine the whole time.
I bet you were. And not only that, you thought you were back at TAP. What was it?
Theology on
Tap. Theology
yeah.
on Tap. Right, because they had food, they had drink, right?
Open bar, lots of food going around. See? Pinterest had cheesecake from, it was amazing.
Okay, yeah, I was about to cut you off anyway. You don't need to go all the way there. But now tell me, you know, you've been mentoring yourself for quite some time. And there are a lot of people who are listening. There are a lot of people who, you know, ask the question, what can I do, you know? They know there's a need, but they're not sure, you know, what it is that they can do. But I think anyone can mentor.
Yeah.
So what would you tell someone who might be interested in doing what you've been doing?
I would just say put your foot in the door. Do some research and see where the need is. I got into Open Books, which is an organization here in Chicago that they do a lot of secondhand book selling, but also they do a lot of programs with CPS. And that's where I started to become a mentor for writing. And I saw that there was a need for volunteers, and that's how I got started with them. I saw there was a need to help with scholarships for Catholic school. I saw there was a need to help with Catholic schools. You know, I saw that there was a need, and I knew what my interests were, and I said, how can I help? How can I be that person who can be a mentor to these kids and show that there's positivity in this world? Because there's a lot of negativity. And so I was just like, well, here's a group of kids. We share the same interests. Let's, you know, let me be that positive influence.
And that's why you're blessed. And that's why blessings will continue to come to you. Because you're not saying, what can someone do for me? It's what can I do for some others? And Monica, believe me, that attitude alone will get you far.
Thank you.
And it's not a secret. It's just that people rather not look at it from that perspective. But if you look at it from that perspective, because I look at it from my own as well, you know, it seems like every job I have to some extent is in a position of helping others. Oh, do I love that? You know, because I believe that God helps me through my work in helping others.
He does.
It may not come as a result of the work itself, but it comes indirectly another path. And to me, that's understanding how things work. It's not really how we plan it. It's how God plans it.
You know?
I've said this before. Man makes plans, but
he does.
God orders his steps.
That's right.
And so that's why you have to be flexible. That's why you have to have an open mind, open heart, and all of these things, right? So what advice would you have for someone with similar interests that you have? You said that already, pretty much, you know, put your foot in the door and everything. But what if they don't know really what their interests are?
I would just say, you know, take a step back and reflect on yourself and, you know, kind of see what you love to do.
That's it.
That's a great first step.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. You know, I found that when you really enjoy doing what you're doing, it's no longer work.
It's not.
And sometimes I feel guilty for collecting a check for the things that I do. But, you know, don't blame me. Blame God. I mean, he's given it to me. I haven't earned anything.
God has a reason to way.
Amen. So, Miss Monica Chapman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so happy that you came. And hopefully you'll come again and tell us more when you get this job, right?
Definitely,
I will. And you start working, you got to come in 2019 and share more with us.
I will.
God bless you. God bless your family and all the work that you do.